Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
What are you wearing?
What are you wearing?
It's my Christmas sweater.
It's ugly.
So ugly.
Yeah, so much.
Yeah, I know.
It is that time of year again.
Why isn't anyone wearing a Christmas sweater? It is National Christmas Sweater Day.
No way. That person is wearing an ugly Christmas sweater.
Keep that ugly sweater on.
Today is National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day.
It's showtime, baby.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty, working from a remote location this morning.
Yes,
because
this
of
morning.
Other duties, but show officially number 2253.
All right.
Monday morning, the final week, the countdown is on, of course, before Christmas. So.
Yes, I know. Monday, one of the last two Mondays of 2021.
Went by so fast.
It really did.
And didn't realize it was National Christmas Sweater Day today. Or
I wore an ugly one today.
That you
someone
did.
Didn't I? Got a lion on it. Got a big lion on it there. Yeah.
Wow.
We'll have to discuss.
A win's a win.
That's right.
Doesn't matter what part of the season you do it in.
No. Well, no. It could, but... Oh, well.
All right. We'll talk more about that. Plus, tickets for New Kids on the Block, that big mixtape tour.
Yes.
And Psychedelic Furs, which I thought we were going to have to give away. Wendy will give those away a little bit later on.
Got it.
Sunshine this afternoon. Some high clouds later today. Partly cloudy tomorrow. High today in the mid-50s. Low 60s tomorrow. A little chilly out there this morning. Only about 33. Let's catch you up on a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, listen, you know what? It's not always fun. Law enforcement, they have issued a nationwide warning about holiday identity theft. And it's this simple. They say that now a lot of people are just basically using camera phones to take pictures of your credit cards as you check out. They'll just, boop, get a picture.
Oh.
And, you know, the cameras are that good. You just pull it in and there it is. So be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Please be careful. They take the numbers and go shopping online. So just be very, very careful out there, okay? Interesting fact for you. In Japan, it is tradition to eat KFC for Christmas.
Really?
That is tradition. Now, orders have to be placed 2 months in advance because it's so popular on Christmas Day.
In Japan?
In Japan, yes. Ever since they opened there, it's been a huge, huge thing. And it was a while ago. But yeah, that is indeed tradition. So
all right,
there you go.
If there's somebody out there listening bright and early this morning who either is from Japan or lived in Japan for a while enough to know that this is the tradition, dial us up, 702-739-9636. We want to hear about this.
Yes, let us know. Yeah, they say that they are right now, like, cooking up chicken like you can't believe and just having enough there to prepare those Christmas dinners.
The mashed potatoes, I can understand because they're awesome.
Oh, yeah, but their chicken is good, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're going to eat, you know.
Finger licking.
Yes, they even tell you it's finger licking good. And, Mike, being in radio, I thought this was something we should know. Everybody else should know. The very first song played on the radio ever was on Christmas Eve in 1906, Oh Holy Night.
Wow.
Oh Holy Night. I remember it like it was yesterday, said Keith Richards. But 1906, Oh Holy Night, first song ever played on radio. Early days of radio. It probably reached like from here to, you know, a couple blocks down the way. Or maybe it reached half of the country at that time.
You never know.
No, you don't know. There was nothing getting in the way of those signals.
Keith Richards had another birthday.
He had a birthday yesterday. And just so you know, he's younger than Paul McCartney, by the way. I know. Just look at them.
Put them side by side.
Yeah, exactly.
Guess who's older?
Yes, exactly. He is now 78 years old.
Wow.
So, I know. There you go. Still there.
Go figure.
Still there. He and Betty White, they'll be the only ones left soon enough.
Yep.
That for Monday, a few things you should know if you miss anything on this show or during the holidays. Maybe you have some time off. Listen to our podcast. Go back a bit. 96.3 KKLZ.com.
I want to mention that the VGK, Vegas Golden Knights, wrapped up that four-game road trip.
Yes.
This is unbelievable. They wrapped up the four-game road trip yesterday morning at 11 o'clock.
I know. How did I not know they were playing, you know, bright and early?
At Madison Square Garden. I believe so. No, they were in New...
they played the Islanders.
Islanders.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where do they play?
Don't they play at the MSG?
Maybe.
Huh. Okay.
I don't know.
All right. I don't know. I'll find out.
Coliseum? Don't they have a Coliseum back there or something?
I don't.
Doesn't matter.
I don't know. It's early, Mike. Let's see.
VGK won the game in a shootout.
UBS Arena.
Okay.
There you go.
Whatever. Doesn't matter where we play anymore. We won.
Yes.
In a shootout win, and this is how it wrapped up in the shootout.
Nick Waugh. With a chance to wrap up this game and give the Golden Knights a 4-0 road trip. And he scores! Nick Waugh! The Golden Knights knock off the Islanders in the shootout, and they win all four games of the road trip out east.
That is pretty impressive.
Phew.
And
nice.
If you look at the standings, just like that,
Yeah. Guess
who's in first place,
Yeah. Tied
for first place in the Western Conference?
That's very cool.
Our very own Vegas Golden Knights. So.
Yes, you can say all you want about Leonard, but guess what?
They have the most wins in the Western Conference, by the way, with 20. And the next game tomorrow night, T-Mobile against Tampa. Now, on the flip side, the Raiders, who were supposed to play on Saturday in Cleveland, that game has been pushed back to today.
Play it for your lunch hour.
2 o'clock kickoff. You know, that game's going to be packed back in Cleveland.
Oh, man. Maybe it will. Who knows?
Because that's lunchtime, right?
You know what? We'll put that, we'll just put that off, you know?
So they will play today.
Eat a little later.
Then the Vikings-Bears, the regular season Monday Night Football game tonight at its usual time.
Vikings-Bears.
Vikings-Bears.
Huh? Okay, your Bears going at it.
And then you have a couple of games tomorrow that were moved from the weekend.
Yes.
Because the NFL had drawn the line. They said if you have COVID and you can't get a team out there, then you lose.
Yes, that's it.
We're not going to move anything around.
No, that rule is standing.
Whatever.
Not.
But good news, your Lions. Your Lions won another game.
I know.
They beat the Cardinals in Arizona 30-12. You know, your Lions, they say if they weren't eliminated from the playoffs, they'd be a dangerous team because they're one of the hottest teams right now. They've won the last two out of three.
Okay.
And something out of five or six. I don't know. They're on a roll now.
Well, I do know that you know, if we keep up this pace, Mike, we're going to lose that first round draft pick because we had the tie.
Right.
That throws everything off.
Exactly.
You know, so.
There you go. Your wrap on sports. And by the way, for you Raider fans, get all the work done early.
Yes. Yes. So you can
take a late lunch.
Flip on the TV.
And see what happens when they take on Cleveland at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Carly, your prayers have been answered.
I think so.
This is the new song from Adele. You've been saying, pick it up. Give us something to snap our fingers, clap our hands, or tap our toe to.
Well.
Listen to this. This is a song from Adele called Oh My God.
I ain't got too much time to spend.
Actually a beat to it.
I know.
We'll let you break my walls, but I'm still spinning out of control from the flow. I give good love, I won't lie.
Everybody.
Wow. I know.
I'm terrified.
funky.
I know it. I was blown away.
Well, you're paying that much for tickets. You better snap it up a little bit.
I actually thought maybe I will invest $7,000 into some crappy seats.
Is that what you're going to do?
Why not, Mike? Why not?
That is new from Adele.
I love it.
It's called simply, I thought you were joking when you went, oh my God.
No, that's the name of it.
It's Oh My God.
Yes, correct.
New from Adele.
Love
there you
it.
Go.
Yay.
You have to read this email that we got from a listener in a situation, and then listen to this and tell us if you've ever been in this situation, how you would handle
this
it.
This is so weird. Well, I don't want to say who this is from because I don't want to get them in trouble. Mike and Carla, I've been listening to you guys for a long time. I appreciate you guys very much. Listen to this. I started a new job about a week and a half ago. One of my coworkers came around collecting money and said, hey, I'm Dan. Good to meet you. Collecting $40 from everyone to buy a gift for our manager. And then he went on to say, you can give me $40 if you want, or you can Venmo or PayPal me, whatever's easiest. And he said, well, I just started here. He said, I don't even know who the manager is. I was hired by our assistant manager, and I haven't really met anyone at this point except the guy asking me for money. He said he just kind of seemed bugged, walked away. But now everyone's acting rude around me, and my wife said, you should have just given them the $40 and shut up because it's rude that you didn't do it.
Even my wife.
Yes. If you want to fit in and all of that, you basically should have done it, is
what
she's
saying. Well,
first of
all, collecting $40.
That's kind of a... I mean,
what are you getting the guy or the woman?
Yes, are in this office that you're. I mean, that's I don't know. Maybe there's 10 people even that. What are you?
But
getting
still,
this
that's
person?
What $400.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, so you've been at a job what, a week and a half, 10 days? Is that actually
listen? I'll give you 20,
much?
And then after my 90-day probationary period, if I'm still here, I'll give you the other 20.
Yeah. I'll Venmo the other 20 to you.
Can you spot me the 20?
I don't personally think that he's being an idiot. I think he has every right to say, he doesn't even know his manager.
Right.
You know? Because do you want to be the one to stand up and go, oh, I put in for that too. You're our manager. Oh, cool. Okay. Or not. But yeah, I don't know. Or is his wife right?
Yeah, just, you know what? Give him the money.
Just play nice.
That way everybody thinks you're a part of the team.
It's a new job. You know, just be grateful.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a new job. I don't have any money. Jeez.
How many other people have gone through this? Or every season, every holiday season when they come around, that one person.
Hey.
And where do you draw the line at the limit?
Yes, exactly. And I know this happens in a lot of offices.
Maybe a couple of bucks or $5.
Yeah, depending. I mean,
$40.
Even $10. Or put in what you can.
There you go.
You know, put in what you can. I don't think this guy's being unreasonable. Mary Alice said, that should have been voluntary, and I'm not giving $40 for anyone at work. Sorry, I wouldn't have given anything either if I had just started in, you know, such a short time ago.
Yeah.
Boy, Shauna said, screw that. Something like that should, first of all, be anonymous. Send an envelope around and let people put in what they can. No one should be pressured to give money. Not everybody can afford it. Those people should be ashamed of themselves for treating him that way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, there are two sides to the coin.
I guess.
You know, a new job. I hope that this doesn't affect
it. Well, hold on. We have Jackie Vegas on the phone.
Okay.
The wise words of Jackie Vegas. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, the wife's wrong. The wife's wrong is that you can't climb the ladder of success by donation.
That's a t-shirt.
Yes, that's right.
Here's the thing. With the manager, who gives a squat dollar value for the manager's, like, you know, the manager's going to go, oh, my God, my present is $40 less than what it should be.
Yeah.
Who's the idiot that didn't know?
Yeah, why'd I get the iPad Mini? I wanted the big iPad.
God loves a man is that he did the right thing at the right time for him.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, Jackie, have a good day.
Yep.
Buffy, what about you? What do you think?
Who in the hell is he working with? Because Our team would never ask the new person for money. We just never would do that. And I think $40 is steep. I mean, it's six of us where I work, and we've always capped everything at $25.
All right.
We just cap it, and it's not that we can't afford it. It's just unreasonable. But we've had new employees, and we said, you don't have to do anything because you just got here.
Yeah. Now, next year.
You know, and I do understand the wife's perspective. Well, you just kind of want to, I think it depends on the environment, but I was like, clearly, he doesn't work where people are thinking.
Right.
He's new. He hasn't even had a paycheck yet.
I never even thought about the paycheck thing. You haven't even gotten paid yet.
It always takes a while when you first start a job to get
like
that first
month.
Paycheck. Yeah.
All right.
Has the pay period even ended? He's
yeah,
not even paid.
Exactly.
I know people who don't get $40 for their own mother. So
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
If you're a Raider fan, and who isn't in Vegas yes. right now, hopefully you know that they are playing today at 2 o'clock in Cleveland. They pushed the Saturday game to today
yeah.
at 2
yeah.
o'clock because nothing else, I guess, was going on in Cleveland. So, and hopefully they can eke out a win on the road. And then, of course, Monday night, it's the Vikings and Bears. So they will play the regular
That's
season.
Okay.
All
That's
right.
Tonight. Okay.
At 5:20.
Okay.
And then there's two more games they push from the weekend to tomorrow in the NFL.
That's so weird.
Because they were going to draw the line.
Yes, that's right. If you can't play, you lose,
yeah,
man.
If you don't have enough players.
You lose. Yes, that's
figure.
Right. A lot of people say, well, that was a Players Association that
okay.
agreed on that. Well, it doesn't matter. Jeez.
VGK, big win on the road yesterday morning. Didn't realize they were playing at 11 o'clock. Back east, they beat the Islanders 4-0. Or, I'm sorry, not 4-0. They're 4-0 on the road.
Right. There you go. I think
but they won in a shootout.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they are in first place, tied for first place in the Western Conference.
Yeah. I you know, and I don't want to. I mean, he obviously did a good enough job, you know, yesterday, Leonard.
Yeah.
But sometimes he looks bored. He just
or
looks
bothered.
Bored. Yeah. Just like, is this, are we done? Yet?
Before the shootout, he kind of bent
yes.
backwards. Kind of,
yes. Okay. It was like, am I back? Okay, go ahead.
But they won, and that's the most important thing.
Yes.
Next game for the VGK, tomorrow night they're back home, and they play Tampa. So
okay.
go, Knights, go.
Okay.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Harla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, you know, I don't even like mentioning this right now, but Betty White, she will be celebrating her 100th birthday.
Wow.
It's January 17th. But there's like a big thing in theaters going on. It's Betty White, 100 years young, a birthday mm-hmm. celebration. It'll be one day on her birthday. It'll include a bunch of celebrity guests and highlights from her life and career. And tickets are already on sale. I don't like that they're doing this. I don't like it, but, you know, celebrate her life, of course. But you want it.
Are they jinxing it?
She's 100. She's going to be 100 years old.
She's just not as funny as she used to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, I don't know. She's looking old. She's 100.
She's not
100.
She's not as quick as she used
no.
to be with the funny line.
Oh, my God. You think about what was the show she did Hot in Cleveland?
Yes.
And what was that? 15 years ago? Maybe
yeah.
that was on? You know,
mid-late 80s.
Yeah, when she was, you know, 85 to 90.
Yeah, and she was quick.
And she was very
yeah.
quick. But yeah, she's 100. She's almost, you know what, let's just give it to her at this point.
Yes.
But yes, if you want to buy tickets, they're on sale for that. So.
I remember seeing George Burns, one of his final appearances at
yeah.
Caesar's Palace.
Yes.
People walking out going, he sat through a lot of the show.
Yeah. Really? Because he's 100.
And he didn't remember all the punchlines.
Oh, okay.
He's 100.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. How's your 100-year-old car running? Jeez.
Yeah, you just might want to give her the birthday now.
Yes, exactly. Just do
call
it.
Call it even.
Bring her, what is it, hot dogs and vodka.
Yes.
Bring those over. And
I
let
love
her have
it.
A time, and that's that. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if you watched SNL over the weekend, but there was hardly anyone on the show. They did the show anyhow. A lot of the cast and crew were sent home because of the COVID outbreak and people, you know, who
in
were
New
exposed.
York.
Yes, exactly. So they played it safe. No audience members. Paul Rudd hosted. I think there were about 10 people who did the show. And those, in some scenes, they were in the audience also. It was very funny. If you can go back and watch some of it, do it. Paul Rudd, fifth time hosting. So Tom Hanks was there to induct him into the Five Timers Club. Tina Fey sat in on Weekend Update with Michael Che because Colin Jost was out. And it was a really good show, but very different because, I mean, no audience to laugh at anything. It was like, well, that was funny. Nobody laughing.
They didn't even have the can.
No, they used their live audience. I know. It was very different. Rolling Stones, highest grossing tour this year, 2021.
Yeah.
$115.5 million, followed by Harry Styles. I know, $86 million. The Hella Mega Tour came in third, $67 million. That was Green Day, Weezer, and Fall Out Boy. So, yeah. Spider-Man, by the way, Spider-Man No Way Home finished first at the box office, $253 million. That's huge.
Wow.
Between last year and this year, that is huge. Yeah. And I know Morty saw it. We'll get his review tomorrow. For now, that is my take. If you miss anything on this show, I hope you know where to go. Our website, 96.3kklz.com.
I'm sure you've seen this video about a Florida man kicked off a flight for wearing women's underwear as a face mask.
Yeah. Okay.
The guy's name is Adam Jenny. Here's what he had to say after getting kicked off.
There's nothing more absurd than having to wear a mask till I get to cruising altitude so that I can order Tito's by the double and snack on pretzels, and illustrating that absurdity by wearing women's underwear on my face sounds perfect.
So, and that very well may be true, but it's the rule. It's the thing you know going on a flight, you're going to have to wear your mask.
Exactly, yes.
So, say what you will, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that feel like that.
Yeah, yes, I know, I'm sure.
All this week, you have a chance to win those tickets for the mixtape tour. Holiday season, New Kids on the Block in Vogue, Rick Astley, Salt and Pepper at Michelob Ultra Arena. Which is, it used to be
MGM,
right? Okay.
Formerly the MGM Grand Arena, Grand Garden Arena.
All you have to do is identify this New Kids on the Block song from the clip that we're playing backwards. Do it by title. Here it is. That's it.
Okay.
702-739-9636. Got a call in, starting with caller number 9. One more time. Here it is. By title.
Wow, that's a little tougher than I thought.
From that clip that we're playing backwards, one of their biggest.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you one more time. Here it is. Starting with caller number 9, 702-739-9636. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win these tickets, mixtape tour featuring New Kids on the Block and more. All you have to do is identify the New Kids song that we're playing backwards from this snippet. Here it is. Carla Sandra's on the phone. She actually had to go into the stairwell.
Oh, okay.
At work.
Okay, got it.
She didn't want everybody hearing her win.
Got it.
What's the name of the song?
Oh, gosh. I hope it's Hang Tough.
Yes!
Hang Tough. You got it. You got it. Woo-hoo!
Scream as loud as you can in the stairwell.
Yes, baby. I'm barefoot in the stairwell. I took my shoes off to rest, and I'm barefoot. I just left barefoot for you guys.
Wow.
I love it.
Well, you got the tickets, mixtape tour featuring New Kids on the Block, of course, In Vogue, Rick Astley, Salt and Pepper, Michelob Ultra Arena, which we used to know as the Mandalay Bay Event Center.
Can you say Salt and Pepper for me again? I like how you say it. No, I like how you say it.
Salt and Pepper.
There you go.
All right.
Yes.
Well, Sandra, hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up the tickets. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. A consumer protection group in the Netherlands issued a warning about a weird new age necklace called Quantum Pendant.
Oh, okay.
That's supposed to block 5G signals.
Yeah.
There's a downside. Well, a lot of people might think that's good. It might emit a dangerous amount of radiation.
Oh, so. Whatever. There you go. So a little red. So I'm glowing. All right. Whatever.
Okay. This is awesome.
Can you hear me? Just a buzz. I just hear a buzzing. Jeez.
Especially when you get near the microwave.
Oh, man.
Guy in Washington State went to a car dealership a couple of days ago, stole four tires off a Dodge Challenger. You got to be pretty quick to do that, right?
Yeah, no kidding. I know.
Tried to put him in his own car, but the cops got there before he finished, so he hopped in his own car to make a quick getaway, but forgot it was still on jacks.
Yeah, that's, how embarrassing. How embarrassing.
Even the cops went, seriously?
Okay. All right,
then
yeah.
Then walked over.
Dude.
Didn't even change, just walked over.
Get out of the car. Whoops, there's a step there. Get out of the car. Oh, my Lord, what a dope. Uh-huh. That's just a dope.
Yep.
Listen, here's a little science news for you. Researchers in Australia found the very first true millipede. Millipede means 1,000 feet. Everybody thought it meant a million feet. Well, that'd be impossible. 1,000 feet. Until now, they'd say we've never found one ever with more than 750 legs. This one's got 1,306 legs. They say it's the most legs on any living animal, Mike.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Unless you're sleeping with me on a restless night. 1,306 legs on a millipede. Think of that, people.
You just saw crawling around.
Just crawling around, yeah. I think they're pretty harmless, centipedes, millipedes, but yeah. But, don't quote me on that. I'm no entomologist.
Yeah.
I think that's bugs.
I think so.
Bugs.
You're asking me?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. Six weeks at Ball State?
We were trying to add back last hour, $40 times 10. That's a lot of $100 there.
Seems like
that's
a lot of legs.
A lot of money. And a man in England, he tried to surprise his wife by getting their wedding date tattooed on his arm in Roman numerals. And he asked the tattoo artist to ink January 1st, 2019. That would be 1, 1, 19.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the artist tattooed 11, 919 instead. And all his wife said was, "I knew I should have Googled it for him." Just write it down.
I was thinking the same thing. If you're a tattoo artist, don't you write that down?
Yes.
So the guy can see, this is what I'm going to put on your arm.
Man, my guy sketched out the whole thing, had it ready to go.
Exactly.
But I guess not. And, leave it to a woman. Leave it to a woman to just, honey, don't assume that he knows what order anything. Then he wouldn't have even remembered if he didn't have it tattooed on his arm. Oh, my gosh. It's Monday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday off on a little more positive note. Kind of a fun story out of Bowling Green, Kentucky. A liquor store there was flattened by that tornado last week, and it's where a lot of students at Western Kentucky University go to stock up for their parties. So the students started a GoFundMe to help rebuild, and they've raised about $15,000 so far for this liquor store owner. It's a small store. And he said, I try to treat my customers like family, and now these people are doing the same for me, and I really, really appreciate it. So good for them. They don't want to lose their hookup.
No.
It's the campus store. summer. Come on.
Can you imagine the meeting?
I know.
This is where we live, people.
Guys, yes, exactly. We're going to school. You know what, Bob? You got like 3 more years here, man. Come on.
Annie up.
Yes.
That's awesome, though.
Yes.
That is awesome. If you have a feel-good story, go ahead. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. Get ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop. Porta Subs, order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. Bob Bishop is up next. He's filling in for Wendy Rush. He'll have those tickets for the Psychedelic Furs. 12:40 to win those. Otherwise, we are back tomorrow, so do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.